Fall for Ben and Jen from Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. And it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And as Robin Scott was speaking about Blackpool, I got this image. It was quite Aslan, to be honest. I saw a lion walking along Blackpool front, which was a bit bizarre, but like really roaring in power. And I just feel like God is reminding you guys that it's in his power that he sends you forward. And so you can be bold and courageous, and that you don't need to be afraid because he's with you wherever you go. Thank you, God.
Yeah, God gave me a really fantastic cliche picture about lights months and months and months ago when I was praying for you. First of all, I saw a picture of lots of lights going out of a small hub in Blackpool. Lots of little lights that were dashing out. And then the picture reversed, and actually it was lots of lights dashing in towards a hub of people in Blackpool. And as I've been praying about it, I feel God is just wants to encourage you. He is going to send to your church plant lights. Lights of families, lights of couples, lights of single people who know the Lord, who are going to help to build your church. There's going to be people that are going to come in and help to build what Jesus is doing in Blackpool along. So be encouraged. In these hard times where resources are spread very, very thinly, God is building his church and the lights are coming.
We prayed for you guys at the last apostolic extended team meeting, and I have got took down three words that were given for you as a church plant, two of which really are cliches, and actually one of which is basically the same word that Kate has just had. Somebody saw a vision of the lights and the queues in Blackpool, and said expect people to be coming in, that it was like people were queuing up to come in, that God really is going to send people into Blackpool. The second one was somebody saw the pleasure beach. what they were sharing was this sense of that although it's hard, isn't it? You know it's hard. But actually, God's got pleasure for you in it, that there's going to be, like seeing people saved, that there's going to be real times of great pleasure in this experience as you step out on plant for him. And then the third word that somebody had for you was about your children, really, that God's, in respect of the kids that are in this church plant, so many children. And actually, that's a real symbol of God being in this for the long haul. And actually, the significance of being in this church plant for these children. He spoke about youth and kids workers being sent in to strengthen what you're doing. But he also said that he felt that there are future leaders of the church amongst the kids that you've got in this church plant now. So to really stir faith for you guys, that actually you're investing in something huge, big, something far more significant than you could really imagine, and with longevity, that actually the impact through your lives and through these children's lives is going to be significant. God, I just want to pray for this church plant, Lord God. I want to pray for every person in it, every man, woman and child, that you would bless and protect them, Lord God. I pray for a real sense of your protection upon them from sickness and from exhaustion, Lord, that you would be their strength, their sustainer, their provider, Lord God. I pray that you would send workers to the harvest field, Lord God, that you would send many people into Blackpool, Lord God, and I pray that you would raise up leaders, Lord, from amongst these children. God, I pray that you would bless them. Lord, I thank you already that you're doing that. I see such a sense of family in this church plant, that these kids, as they've given up friendships, they've moved schools, they've made such a sacrifice, not of their own choice, but of their parents choosing and your calling, Lord God. Actually, already you've blessed them with friendships and relationships, with new brothers and sisters, new adult brothers and sisters and aunties and uncles, and new relationships. I just want to encourage you guys, actually. I'm sort of praying it and prophesying it. I've seen it. I've seen how you guys are together, how you... you single young men and women, or married young men and women, the ones that live, it's not your kids, but actually they are your kids. In this church part, you've got such a sense of ownership and a relationship and a valuing of these children. And I want to prophesy over you, there's something really significant in that, actually, that God's doing something in that, and that's to not lose that. As this church plant grows, but to have a real sense of investing in these children, there's such a value as you take Tom's hand or Josiah's hand, as you pick up Elsie Grace and talk to her, actually, as you are investing and giving of yourselves into these children, you are great role models. You are godly young men and women who have given up and made sacrifices in your lives to obey the call of God, and you are investing that into these children. You are inspirational to them. You are. These kids look up to you, and that's a great privilege and a great responsibility. Kind of prophetically encourage you to to be that, to continue to be that, to value these children, not to despise them, but to nurture them, to disciple them, to see them grow into yourselves and more, and for them to become the young men and women that you are. I just want to speak that over you.
Okay, I've got a word for you four. This is Yasmin, Hannah, Miriam, and Brit, and I just felt God say that you girls are going to be this is my prophecy, not yours. I didn't record that. I just felt God say that God is going to use you in the way that he sent out, in the way that two by two they were sent out. 12 disciples were sent out into towns to go and preach that Christ was coming. I just saw that God was going to use you for in a way that was going to bring people in to the church plant and into the community of the church plant. And I just felt God say that the way they'll work is in a form of synergy, so that you'll be greater when you work together than when you're apart. So in twos or in three of you, or in the four of you. And the way you work, by bringing, not just having a friend to yourself, but by having a friend who you bring in to meet your other friends in this church plant, it's just going to be an amazing, and God's going to work and use that. And he's going to say, yes, look, Christ is here through these people. And I think God's going to anoint you in that, and you're going to see fruit in that in Blackpool. Matt, I had a word for you, and I just felt God say, I mean, sometimes your current situation is God will speak through that. And I was looking at you across the mat, and you can't stand up without your crutches. And I just felt God say that your time in Blackpool, he's going to impress upon your heart more and more and more that you are going to be a man who's never going to be able to stand up on his own two feet without him. He's always going to be your support. He's always going to be the person who helps you stand straight. And when he does, you're going to run faster, be able to move quicker, going to be able to turn, twist and turn faster than you ever did before, because you're doing it through his strength. And I just felt that the strength that he will build through you, into you, in this sense of him working through you and being your foundation, your support, your structure around you, is going to be something which you will then bring into the church plant in a huge way. And it's going to speak into people, and it's going to speak into the situations the church plant's in, and it's going to be able to help people like Ben, who's leading it, to be able to say, actually, Matt, what do you think about this? And I just felt there's some strength in that. And actually, when those questions come, you're going to be thinking to yourself, actually, what does God want me to say in this? What does God want to bring out of me in this? Now, it's you that comes out, but it's what does God bring out of you, rather than this is just the Matt Gatt who always was. And the last one was for you, Jen. I just felt again, I think this is another cliche one, although not a cliche Blackpool, it's a cliche sometimes the wife of someone who's leading. And I just felt that I felt God say to you is not to undermine what he brings through your mouth in the church plant. So quite often people will look and think, oh, actually, do you know what? Ben does most of the preaching. He's the one who's building the foundations here. He's the one who's building the church. Actually, God says, no, you're going to be building foundations into this church plant. You are going to be, the words you bring are the things that I've been putting over you for the last 5, 6, 7 years and still are building into you. And as they come back out, and as my spirit works through you, you will be talking to people around you. And I'm not just talking to the girls in the church plant, I'm talking to the people in the church plant around you, and you will be building the house of God through the Holy Spirit that works through you. So he says, never ever underestimate what you bring to the church plant. You're not there in a supporting role. You're there to build the house of God.
God's been speaking to me about the relationship that's kind of happening with you guys planting out, and he spoke to me about it being a branch. So rather than being a colony that separates itself and becomes a new separate entity, that actually God's just grown a new branch in a new place. And that's I love that perspective on it. But God also wants to speak to you guys through Isaiah 4, which is what the branch of the Lord looks like. And it says this: in that day, the branch of the Lord will be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the land will be the pride and glory of the survivors in Israel. Those who are left in Zion, who remain in Jerusalem, will be called holy, all who are recorded among the living in Jerusalem. There's a few things God wants to say to you through these next verses. It says, the Lord will wash away the filth of the women of Zion. He will cleanse the bloodstains from Jerusalem by a spirit of judgment and a spirit of fire. Then the Lord will create over all of Mount Zion and over those who assemble there a cloud of smoke by day and a glow of flaming fire by night. Over everything, the glory will be a canopy. It will be a shelter and shade from the heat of the day and a refuge and hiding place from the storm and the rain. I think there's a lot of stuff that you guys are going to want to meditate on that, but a few things that I think God's just speaking to me about for it is actually that it's not going to be a branch that is just there for the polishing of the saints and for the encouraging of the faithful, but actually it's a church that is going to roll its sleeves up and start washing at the filth and seeing cleanliness come from filth. We know that in the world that there is so much that is so against God's idea of holiness, and you guys are really going to do something in that. How that's going to happen, I think it talks about a spirit of judgment and a spirit of fire, and I think that's through you guys being really clear and distinctive. I think definitely knowing a number of the people that are involved in the church plant, I think you're people that are decisive, that are clear in your ideas, that are happy to stand out, and then have no problem with setting yourselves against what we heard this afternoon, public opinion. I think God's going to really set you guys apart, not to assimilate into the culture so much, although obviously you want to get alongside people, but actually through setting out what holiness is. The glory being a canopy as well. I believe you guys are going to see God's glory very profoundly and tangibly when you meet together and when you get out into the world, through healing and signs and miracles. And when you worship, God's presence will be with you. I think His glory will be a canopy over you. And then the last one probably doesn't need too much explaining, but being a shelter and shade from the heat of the day and a refuge and hiding place from the storm and the rain. I think that applies to probably any place in the world, but particularly some of the features of Blackpool being, people in economic difficulty and social problems there. The church is going to, be huge in that, really. So, yeah, Isaiah 4, just, a few things in there for you.
Yeah, I had the word of a good church planning Bible word from Nehemiah, and it's really thinking about building or rebuilding the town of Blackpool. It used to be so glorious once and a center for all of the UK, and now it's rotten and fallen down. But like Nehemiah, he got the call to rebuild, and I think this church will rebuild in Blackpool. And like Nehemiah, the people around won't always like it, and we heard the stats earlier from Rob, and like Nehemiah and the people with him, everybody got involved, everybody built a part of the wall, and everybody had to work with one hand on the stone and one hand with a weapon in their hand. And I just want to just make you aware that it's going to be hard, it's going to be difficult, it's going to be dangerous. So don't get complacent, don't forget that, don't forget to have God's weapons in your hand, His armor, His righteousness. But different than Nehemiah didn't have much outside support, really. And we are there, and we will support you, and we will pray for you. We will hold your arms up when they get heavy, and we will be there for you. And the last thing for me is that the train line, Darren might like this, but the trains go into Blackpool, and it used to be traditionally the last stop, the end for everything, and everybody from the UK and all over just sent the people that they didn't want and the undesirables to Blackpool, and that was the end station. And now it's amazing that in some way, first of all, the UK is sending everything to you. You will have the opportunity to speak all of the UK and all of the world, really, in this one place. So it's not that you need to go out. But similarly, I think that God will send you back up the line, that he will send you out from Blackpool, and that will be a reverse action, that from there you will reach all of the UK and much further. There will not be an end stop, and it will not be the end station, but it will be the place where newness comes, and that is rebuilt and that sends out. And so, Lord, we just ask that you make that a reality, Lord. You promised this, Lord, over Blackpool, over these people, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. We ask that you protect them, that you strengthen them, that you give them the strength to keep going, even when it's really hard and difficult and when the devil and the world attack them, Lord. But thank you that you have put them there, and thank you that you want to use them for Blackpool and for much more. And we just ask that you send them out, Lord, that in the future many churches will come out of Blackpool, and that the whole UK and the whole world will know the name Blackpool for the people that come from there that you send, Lord, and that not for their glory but for yours, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Peter writes this in his letter, and it says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange was happening to you. But rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." And I believe God would say to you very, very clearly as a church that you are to expect difficulty. And the reason you're to expect difficulty is because his glory will be revealed. And actually, part and parcel of planting church is receiving opposition from an enemy who does not want to see a church planted, and who does not want to see new Christians burst, and who does not want to see community forged. And I believe God would speak to you really powerfully as individuals right now, that some of those fiery ordeals that we expect to be external may be internal sometimes, and that God's to say, what holds you together is grace, love, forgiveness for one another, and a constant desire to want to edify and build up one another. And that you are not to be a church, you are not to be a people at war with itself, but you are to be a church that builds one another up, loves each other, encourages each other, and moves on. And you will still receive difficulty and struggle because you are preaching the gospel of Christ, and we have an enemy that doesn't want that. But rejoice, rejoice at those difficulties. And you need to hear this, each one of you. When you get difficulties, scripture says rejoice. And the reason is you rejoice because his glory will be revealed, Lord. And we pray, Holy Spirit, would you anoint these guys massively right now. We pray, Holy Spirit, would you rest on each one of them in new and wonderful ways. And we pray a boldness in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord. I pray not one of these people would hold back from telling the complete truth of the gospel. Lord, we pray for a courageousness with that, a courageousness that makes them unpopular sometimes, a courageousness that makes them uncomfortable to be around sometimes, Lord, but a courageousness that brings your Holy Spirit and your glory in a powerful, beautiful way, Lord. And I pray each one of them, Lord, Holy Spirit, would know, Lord, how to love and forgive and be with one another, Lord. Part and parcel of the strength in this team is its difference, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that the difference wouldn't become a reason for division, but the difference would become a reason for unity. Yeah. Lord, would you come wonderfully, protect these people, Lord. I pray, protect Ben and Jen as they lead this church, Lord. We pray especially for them, Lord, that you would anoint them and fill them, Lord. Lord, we just pray for your protection around them. We pray, Lord, that you would be on them, in them, around them, and in everything that they do. Lord, I pray, Lord, just as, Lord, 5 loaves and 2 fishes were handed up to the sky, Lord, I pray the efforts of this church would be multiplied by the Holy Spirit. Spirit. Lord, I pray in the same way that you multiplied the loaves and fishes. Lord, I pray the efforts these guys put in, they might feel puny, but Lord, you take those efforts and you turn them into something Holy Spirit ordained, Holy Spirit initiated, and Holy Spirit powered. Lord, we pray, would you rest on this church and would you glorify your Son in Blackpool? In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. 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 Right, we're going to stop there because it's late. Many of you will have words and prophecies and you haven't got any.